From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurds. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights tells Arab media Kurdish militia fighters are still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates and had even captured some ground there. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia Thursday to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He plans discussions with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with diplomats from Bahrain, and with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead and more than 45 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul Thursday. Among the dead, 7 students, 3 police officers, 2 university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. The Kabul police chief says 36 students and university staff were wounded. Police officers say at least 2 attackers have been killed. There have been no claims of responsibility from militant groups for the attack. This is VOA News. The A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll from the quake at 241. Several hundred have sustained injuries and received treatment. Authorities say they expect to confirm more deaths as the result of the search operations continuing. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. They will last until the end of the month and will involve various units and troops. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has agreed on a plan to restart peace talks in Yemen with Gulf Arab states and the United Nations. Kerry spoke to reporters Thursday during his visit to the Saudi city of Jeddah. He said participants in the talks agreed on a renewed approach to negotiations. The secretary called on Yemen's dominant Houthi group to cease fighting along the border with Saudi Arabia and work with its domestic foes to form a unity government. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to offer voters a more nuanced stance on U.S. immigration policies. He has renounced his previous call for the mass deportation of 11 million illegal immigrants, but will still not grant them citizenship. Trump vows to build a massive wall along the southern U.S. border. A new Pew Research Center survey shows Americans are divided on immigration policies, but a plurality say improved border security and a path to citizenship should both be pursued. The survey also found 61% opposed to Trump's wall. An aggregate of surveys compiled by RealClearPolitics.com says Democrat Hillary Clinton has an average 6 percentage point advantage over Trump. Voters continue to view both candidates unfavorably. The United States has nominated World Bank President Jim Yong Kim for a second term. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew praised Kim for working to end poverty around the world, tackling inequality, and fighting climate change. Lew said Kim ably led responses to the Ebola and refugee crises and has been pushing needed reforms at the World Bank. The American physician, anthropologist, and former college president has headed the bank since 2012. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.